Here's that return order, number 1154.
There's a lot going on at the Devon Horse Show. At the fence line of the main ring, riders in blazers and helmets are waiting to see who won.
This is a very big deal. This is, we qualify all year to show here. So it's a very prestigious horse show. It's a lot of history to it, and it means a lot if you win here.
Haley Barnhill from Collierville, Tennessee, won here in 2010 in the junior division. She's competing in the pro ranks Monday in what's called Hunter Over Fences. Her counterpart, Brady Mitchell from New York, says the event is like the figure skating of show jumping, where horses get scored on how elegantly they leap hurdles.
But my horse went well today. I'm getting a good ribbon.
What's the name of your horse?
Amarillo.
What's the name of your horse?
Sizzle.
That's the sound of a horse named Chicago. His owner, Chris Breudigam from Michigan, has been to Devon before, but she says it's a first for the 7-year-old Chicago.
You know, it's the horse show of champions. And it's all breeds. You can watch other horses and you meet other people, and it's great. And we're really fortunate to be here.
One of those breeds is the sturdy, ornery little Shetland pony. In a first for the Devon Horse Show, Monday afternoon featured racing Shetland ponies ridden by young jockeys in training.
So 6 little ponies running around racing with kids on them.
Yeah. As fast as lightning. They go really fast.
Bridget Love Meehan of the Washington International Horse Show was the first to bring Shetland racing to the U.S. just last fall. She says you can think of it like peewee football during NFL halftime.
The horse shows are, you know, often very traditional, you know, and what we try to do in between the competition itself is have some entertainment.
Of course, there's also plenty of non-horse stuff to do at the Devon Horse Show. There's a ladies' hat competition later this week, and the country fair with rides and games is also around till June 1st. The net proceeds are donated to Bryn Mawr Hospital. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.